Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Good morning and welcome to the Simple Sophisticates Weekend Edition Au Courant Weekly. I'm your host, Shannon Abels, and part of living well is being in the know, whether it's being knowledgeable of news from around the world or informed of going-ons right in your own community, because it's not what you think, it's that you think. All of the information shared in each week's Au Courant Weekly will enable you to go forth into the weekend ready for either an engaging conversation or being mindful of the most recent current events. From that point, it is your job to formulate your very own opinion. So thank you for joining me, and in 15 minutes or less, I will have you au courant. Let's get started. Good morning and welcome to August 8th, 2015. We have a lot of great stories to get to, but before I do, I want to make a quick correction to last week's stories. I inadvertently stated that Boston had applied for the 2022 Winter Olympics. I was absolutely incorrect, and it was the 2024 Summer Olympics that they had initially applied for and then removed their name from. So I just wanted to make sure I addressed that correction. Anytime there is a correction, it will be noted on the actual show notes. However, I cannot go back and fix the podcast episode. So if you hear something, most likely it is corrected on the show notes, but if it isn't, please feel free to make a comment and I will do my due diligence and correct it. All right, but we have a lot to talk about today, so let's get into it. In international news, French investigators announced on Wednesday that the piece of a wing known as a flaperon from a Boeing 777 is from Malaysia Flight 370, which went missing on March 8th back in 2014. This wing part was found on Reunion Island in late July, which is located in the Indian Ocean. The announcement provided some closure to the families of those 239 lives lost on that flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. French investigators are continuing to examine the wing and other debris. In national news here in the United States, on Monday, President Obama announced a major change to cut greenhouse gas emissions from coal-burning power plants. Called the Clean Power Plan, it already has its critics threatening to file lawsuits against the government, as the plan requires states to meet specific carbon emission reduction standards based on their individual energy consumption. However, the plan also includes an incentive program for states to get a head start on meeting standards on early deployment of renewable energy and low-income energy efficiency, as reported by CNN News. In other national news, you probably have heard about this. The first Republican presidential debate hosted by Fox and Facebook aired Thursday and offered 2 hours of intriguing exchanges. Governor Chris Christie and Senator Rand Paul engaged in one of the most heated with a back and forth over the Fourth Amendment and national security. In the happy hour forum that was held for the seven candidates not making the cut of the top 10, Carly Fiorina was the name to applaud for her preparedness and performance from many news pundits on both sides of the aisle. And the last national story of today is on Wednesday, a Texas federal judge ruled that a Texas ID law violated the Voters' Rights Act of 1965. The Texas law in question requires voters to bring a government-issued photo ID to the polls. Acceptable forms of identification include a driver's license, a United States passport, a concealed handgun license, or an election identification certificate issued by the State Department of Public Safety. Whether or not they will be appealing to the Supreme Court or will adjust the law has not been officially announced. Moving on to politics, you may have heard over the last weekend, in fact, Sunday morning, that Joe Biden, according to Maureen Dowd's weekly opinion column in the New York Times, is seriously considering a run for the White House. While she is keeping her sources close to her vest, as any seasoned journalist would, she reports that Joe's son, Beau, is quoted as ardently encouraging his father to bring Biden values back to the White House just prior to his passing from brain cancer this past June. In science, two interesting studies I wanted to share with you. Delaying fatherhood is good for one's health, evidently. The Los Angeles Times reported earlier this week that men who wait until age 25, and with even better odds if they wait until age 30, are more likely to live a long, healthy life. The Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health studied 30,000 fathers in Finland and found that, quote, men who had their first child before age 22 were 26% more likely to die between the ages of 45 and 54 than men who waited until they were at least 25. The sample of men were all born between the years 1940 and 1950, and they were able to identify 12,000 of those men who had a brother who was also a father. Norming for marital status, education level, total number of children, and region where they lived, the study brought to light the stress on men at a young age to care for their children financially as well as emotionally being ready to be a father. Cardiovascular disease was the primary cause of an early death. The second study that I wanted to share with you is evidently meditation can reduce that inner critic that we might have. Clinical psychology and psychotherapy performed a pilot study, and while the number of participants is rather small, only 38 people, during 2011 and 2012, each individual had high self-critical perfectionism score, which identified them for this particular study. After 7 weeks of 90-minute weekly sessions of a form of meditation designed to, quote, cultivate feelings of warmth and kindness to all people, including oneself, participants saw decreased scores in self-critical perfectionism and inadequacy, while scores for self-compassion and self-reassurance increased. The results after ending the meditation actually lasted for a full 3 more months. So imagine what would happen if you kept doing this, right? With self-criticism perfectionism having been shown to be a source in a handful of psychological conditions such as eating disorders and depression, the researchers wanted to see how powerful the simple act of meditation could be. Turns out, it has a pretty positive effect. Moving on to the arts, a very intriguing story, a bit of a caper, if you will. After 35 years, a rare Stradivarius violin has been reclaimed by its beloved owner's family. If you at all listen to NPR and you hone in specifically on the Supreme Court stories, you no doubt know the voice of Nina Totenberg. Well, her father, the talented violinist Roman Totenberg's Stradivarius violin, was stolen from his office at Longy School of Music in Cambridge, Massachusetts, more than 35 years ago. And on June 30th of this year, Nina and her sisters received the news that it had been found. Stolen by whom her father had suspected, a young aspirational violinist, Philip Johnson, who later died at the age of 58, while Totenberg lived to be 101 and died 1 year after Johnson. Johnson's ex-wife found the violin 4 years after his death. the Stradivarius violin, which was made in 1734, made by the most famous violin maker of all time, Antonio Stradivari, there are only 550 believed to have been made, was authenticated and on Thursday of this week returned to the sisters in a formal ceremony at the United States Attorney's Office in New York. The sisters have said they will be selling the violin so that it can be used to its full potential by talent in today's time. The bow, in case you're curious, was not found, but the FBI actually says that they are confident that it could be turned in soon. Interesting. In women's issues, we have a very heated situation. Planned Parenthood funding is receiving a backlash recently, as you may have heard over the past few weeks, as controversial undercover videos are being released. And while it has been the topic of discussion on Capitol Hill, it has also caused a bit of back and forth, can we say, with the presidential candidates. Prompted by the funding of Planned Parenthood and the videos, on Tuesday of this week, Jeb Bush, while speaking at a Southern Baptist Convention event in Nashville, made a comment regarding funding, stating he was, quote, not sure we need $500 million for women's health issues. Both Hillary Clinton and Carly Fiorina criticized him, and by the end of the day Wednesday, Bush quickly stated that he had, quote, misspoke. Now moving on to the Bendite event of the week. I have been looking forward to this one for quite some time. Have you finished Harper Lee's Go Set a Watchman that was recently released last month? If you have, and you would like to hear what others are thinking about the story as how it changes the reception of To Kill a Mockingbird, stop by the Smoke Room at McMiniman's Old St. Francis School on Wednesday, August 12th, between 5 and 6 p.m. The discussion is free and completely open to the public. I, for one, will be getting there early. Many of you have been curious about my review or my thoughts on the novel. In this upcoming Monday's episode of The Simple Sophisticate in the Petit Plaisir, I will be sharing with you my thoughts on the book. Now, Géraldine, for your French word of the week.
Bonjour, this is Géraldine from CominFrançaise.com. I'm here to share the latest French word of the week. A simple, very French word for your simply luxurious life in France. La terrasse is the place to be in summer. La terrasse is the outside part of un bar or un restaurant. Un bar or un restaurant. Une terrasse is a terrace. En terrasse means outside in front of a bar. Notice that we don't say sur la terrasse, even if in English you say on the terrace. We say en terrasse. From May to October, your favorite phrase will become apéro en terrasse, apéro en terrasse. And if you're booking a table at the restaurant, ask, vous avez une table en terrasse? Vous avez une table en terrasse? Une terrasse can also be a huge balcony in a house, like a patio. But in a city, we mainly use it to talk about the outside of a bar or a restaurant. In winter, for the ones who really like to eat outside, there are des terrasses chauffées. Des terrasses chauffées, heated terraces. Remember, we say en terrasse. If you want to add more French to your simply luxurious life, join me on cominfrançaise.com for weekly video tips to sound French, even to the French. And it's free.
Thank you again, Géraldine. And for the transcript of the entire 1 minute French word of the week discussion, go to the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast51, so you can see as well as hear exactly what she's saying, which I find to be very helpful. And this week's thought to ponder comes from a successful CEO and founder of the company Nasty Girl. She also is the successful best-selling author of Girl Boss, which came out in 2014, Sofia Amoroso. Quote, it is she who listens to the rest of the world who fails, and it is she who has enough confidence to define success and failure for herself who succeeds. Thank you for joining me in discovering the top news stories from around the globe this week, as well as a dash of inspiration and a brush up on the French language and culture. For today's show notes and all the links to the stories discussed today, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast51. Until Monday, bon journée, and thank you for tuning in. If you're enjoying the weekly Au Courant episode that goes live each Saturday morning, you may also enjoy the weekly Monday episode as well to start off your week. sharing with listeners how to live a refined life on an everyday income, you'll discover tips and inspiration on topics such as achieving your goals, preparing a memorable meal, creating a capsule wardrobe, traveling the world, and living life to the fullest without breaking the bank. What you will discover is that living well is really quite simple. Tune in each Monday morning and be inspired.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.